Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, Space Mountain. You can find me on Twitter at SPCMTN.
And I'm the co-host, Novocaine. Find me on Twitter at Novocaine007.
And we got a special guest in the studio.
Introduce yourself, special, lovely lady, lady of my life.
Thanks for the invite. Hey, it's not funny. Anyway, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Pretty, P-R-T-T-Y, underscore, P-Y-T, because I am pretty. This is Charlie's on the microphone.
Hey, what's your other Twitter name?
Also,
since while we have you on the show.
Since the thirst has been real the last couple months, you can follow my new Twitter page at Anti. A-N-T-I for those, and spell underscore thirst.
And you can donate 5 cents to the Anti-Thirst Fund to prevent thirst, to prevent thirst in your neighborhood.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we take all donations. No debit or credit.
No debit or credit.
We need to go through then, because it's so real that, you know, we need an instant.
Okay, so we're going to knock out some of the show business right now. First, you can find us on Facebook at the Somewhere in Outer Space fan page. You can find us on Blogspot at somewhereinouterspaceblog.blogspot.com. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Somewhere in Outer Space. Subscribe. Leave a review. Whatever. You can follow us on Twitter. And now we're on Stitcher Radio, so you can download the Stitcher Radio app to your smartphones. No flips, though.
No.
Flip phones. They don't have it for flip phones. They only got it for smartphones.
They still even making them anymore?
Yeah, I saw a dude on the a few dudes like on the bus stop and walking around the grocery store with a flip phone.
Forget the touch screens because they break too easy. And I'm about to go get a flip phone from Boost. And I'm like, Boost Mobile still operates, like, let alone make flip phones?
Yes, they operate and still make flip phones, sir.
Yeah.
So, you can download it on your you can download it on your smartphone, and you can stream podcasts straight to your phone. You don't have to download it. You don't have to take up memory. You ain't got to hook it up to iTunes and wait for it to sync and all that bullshit it does. Just go in there, search for the show, and you'll find other people who listen to the show. They'll like give you a list of, people who listen to this show, they listen to these shows, and then you'll find a whole bunch of podcasts you can listen to. I found like 6 or 7 on there, so go check that out. So the first thing on the docket that we're going to talk about today is, what the fuck is up with Dwight Howard?
But I don't know what's going on with your boy. That's your boy.
Now, you already know what I said.
Yeah, now, but that was your boy.
Like, and then what did I say right before the trade deadline, sir?
You should trade him.
They should have had him sign that opt-in contract, that extension, and trade his ass to the Milwaukee Bucks or the Toronto Raptors or Golden State, maybe. Now, he don't deserve California, even though it's Golden State.
Well, you want to explain what the situation is for those who don't really know what's going on?
Okay, the situation with Dwight Howard. So, it came out, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Or
they had a shoot-around.
Yeah, shoot-around yesterday in Orlando. They were talking to Stan Van Gundy. He basically just family came around and said, hey, Dwight Howard went to them and tried to get me and the GM fired. Somebody's finally said that Dwight Howard acts like a bitch. So as he's telling the interviewers what's going on, who walks up and puts his arm around good old coach Stan Van?
Your boy.
It's Dwight Howard. He cheesy. You know, he got that cheesy ass, I wish I was Shaq smile that he usually rocks.
And tried to downplay it and act like he didn't
know. First day they was talking about some like we were trying to win the championship and stuff. So then when Stan Van Gundy like left, then they said, So the coach just told us you tried to get him and the GM fired. And he was like, blank face.
I don't know. Where'd you hear that at? Who said that?
Why he ain't getting the criticism like LeBron James though? Explain this to me.
Well, I think I was just reading this thing that was like, is it gonna be worse than like,
shouldn't it be
LeBron
worse?
And being known as a coach killer, isn't that worse than you being a free agent and making a decision based off that, or having bad people in your corner to market that in a bad way? Like they were saying, LeBron just had took some of the wrong advice in some ways, but Dwight Howard is just pretty much like, you want to be likable, but you keep doing things like that. I think it should be like, that's just not cool. Like, you don't throw your coach under the bus, but it's also not cool to whoever you threw him under the bus just to publicly come out and say that. Like, if that was a private conversation, but I don't know the ramifications of the conversation.
What do you mean? Everybody, if you've been paying attention, everybody would realize that Dwight Howard been acting like a little.
I mean, that whole his trade deadline thing. Yeah, he was.
This whole thing leading up to it, he was acting like that. And the expert on thirst, don't you think he's acting a bit thirsty, Dwight Howard, based off what you've heard so far?
Thirsty? Maybe he just wanted to get some more fans. I don't know.
He wants to be liked, basically. Like, he doesn't. Like, he wanted to. I guess he wants his coach to be gone, but he went over the coach.
He wants to seem like he's doing a good thing for the team to get the coach done.
What's the I guess he told one of the people in the office that he wanted the coach fired, and that guy went to the coach like, "Hey, Dwight Howard wants you fired." Like,
snitch.
Went behind his back. So then, as the coach wasn't being politically correct. He was like, "Yeah, like he wants me fired. I heard it from everybody in management." So, and then Dwight Howard walks up. And they like he's talking about something else about a game or whatever. Then they ask him, and he acts like he don't know what's going on. Like, if you did say it, why don't you just own up to it? Don't you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree, but I mean, don't just put me on front in front of everybody.
Talking to your mic. Front in front of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, but why even go to that extreme and say all that? Like, if you knew that there was a chance that people would find out about it.
I don't know, man.
That's how I feel. I think it's just a messed up situation. So
I want him to be hated worse than LeBron and Kobe.
Is he a better athlete than LeBron?
Why do you want
Kobe?
The coach fired?
No, I don't want the. No, I want Dwight Howard fired.
No, I mean, why does Dwight? Why?
Because he doesn't think that he's the right coach to get him to a championship. Not the fact that Dwight Howard begs the organization to bring in people like Big Baby Davis and Gilbert Arenas.
Big Baby.
Okay. Like, no, that's just ridiculous. This whole Dwight Howard stuff. I want somebody to kick him, like down some stairs, and he can break his hip or something.
Man, I don't know. I don't think that he's gonna be hated as much as LeBron, because LeBron's ripped out the heart.
Shouldn't he be hated? Remember when he came in the league? He was like he wasn't gonna have sex till marriage.
Every time
and
I
he
see
had
him,
the picture like Michael Jordan and Jesus playing one on one.
I was like, I thought he was on some. But then I seen later on like his baby mama, and I thought, like, I thought he
should be hated just for having a baby mama on Basketball Live.
Yeah,
he should be hated just for that.
The thirst,
man.
Like, he went down to Orlando, nose was wide open. She said, "Oh, you want this? You want to praise Jesus? I'll say praise Jesus all night with you." And that's how it happened.
What did Camille say?
Every girl that's a Christian. All right, so we're going to get through this sports stuff real quick. So we're going to do early MVP top five. Go around real quick.
LeBron, Durant, and my dark horse, which will never happen, Kevin Love.
So you're just going to get three out of five.
I guess Chris Paul, maybe. I don't know. I couldn't think of two other people. I don't really care. It's really actually between LeBron and Durant. And I would just like to see somebody mention Kevin Love in something because he's balling. So
my top five is LeBron, and LeBron because he spits hot fire. LeBron, Durant, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, and Chris Paul. Top five in basketball.
I can see that.
So, now we off of that sports nonsense. Let's, Biggie versus Cole. That, we got a new beef. It's going to be on Beef 6. Or what beef are they on?
They made it a television series.
Yeah, but they just showed, they did the television series, but then they turned those into beefs.
So I don't know what, I don't even know if they're coming out with them anymore.
Like, if they were, what beef would it be? Like nine?
Yeah, so.
Like, they gonna dig Jim Jones to say some stuff that don't matter?
Right, man, so.
Jim Jones should have came on beef and like ad-libbed his own interview.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, Kings, what movie have you seen where the king didn't die at the end? Jay-Z.
Like his ad-libs is something ridiculous.
He had like whole speeches as ad-libs. Like, go listen to We Fly High.
Falling in the glory.
Yeah, like what?
We taking shots balling.
That's not an ad-lib, sir. You can't just rap over your rap and call it an ad-lib.
I'm like every line, man, really.
Choosing them at the club. Like, what?
That's his version of doubling his verses.
Man, wow.
I feel like I was going insane listening to that song with surround sound headphones on. That's exactly how it was. Like, looking around, like, who else is talking to me?
Right. So, everybody got a good understanding of what's going on.
Do you have a good understanding of what's going on?
Yes.
J. Cole is.
I wouldn't consider it a deal.
But he talked about hitting his sister.
Talking about J. Cole, but how long ago was that?
Back when they was in school, it was a couple years ago.
But we just now hearing this from Diggy? Why?
Because J. Cole just started dissing his sister like earlier, last year?
But like I was saying, man, Purple, like, I see if he did it when he heard it, but Purple Rain, when did that come out?
Like 2010 or something?
I thought it came out at the beginning of 2011.
Like, it didn't come out, like, I guess. I seen the link the day it came out. That angle up fast. They came out kind of close to each other. So I remember actually when these blog sites started picking up on it. But I'm like, you did 20,000, B. And now you want a diss? Like, come on, man.
That's his sister, though.
And if that's the case, stand on that when you first hear it, when it happened.
But somebody leaked it.
You taking pictures with these
heads. Stronger heads had prevailed to where it didn't make good business to diss J. Cole at the time. That's why.
So
explain the beef. Explain the beef to the fans.
Basically. Alright. Because Purple Rain came first.
I would assume that Purple Rain came first. Because didn't you just, you said Grew Up Fast just came.
Yeah, that just came out.
I'm telling you, it was 2005 when that came out.
This is Purple Rain right here. This is J. Cole's second verse. Good girl, huh? Father was a preacher. Sent her out to college. Thought I got a leash though. From the outside though, them girls be the spookiest. You get them inside, them girls be the freakiest. Mischievous, downright devious. You say she want cake and got all the right ingredients.
Come on, but the cake line.
That do sound like
something new. I didn't even think about that.
I thought about that when I heard it earlier.
Pastries.
Right. Yeah.
Cake.
I'm like.
Wow.
I didn't even catch that. I see you, Cole. Yeah, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, he's spitting. Like, he's going in.
Box.
They gave a nigga done while her father gave a sermon. Amen. Let the choir sing. She be walking around campus like the quiet thing. So niggas scared to approach when they admiring. And if they know her like I know her, she got that fire thing. Poor little OJ with some Petron. I'm feeling okay, but homie, she's gone. When Remy Rev calls, she just ignore him. I had her calling God till the weed. And then I hit the door, nigga. Like,
yeah, he ended that horrible.
It was. I didn't like how that flowed out. What? But man, can we just admire the bars on this right here?
Because I admire all of J. Cole's bars, even the ones where he's talking about he didn't have a father. He's like the Austin Powers rap.
What does that mean?
Austin Powers 3 when he was singing Daddy Wasn't There.
Wow.
That's what J. Cole is. He always crying about his daddy. Like, oh, you shouldn't have kids out of wedlock, and you gotta be a father if you do, and like...
That's true.
Yes, it is true, but how many songs do you gotta say it in? Like, half of Cole World is him telling some girl that he got pregnant, that he ain't ready to be a daddy, and if I ain't ready, then we need to just abort the kid because I ain't ready.
Repetitiveness sells. Yeah, ask Drake.
No. Wow.
Just saying.
So yeah, like, he's going in. I see now, more so as I keep seeing this. All right, he might have been poking a little bit at the situation subliminally.
This is first though. How is he poking at it?
Yeah, he started the situation.
So he can't poke it. I mean, it
he
is
already
what it is.
Poked the situation.
All right, so
in school, and then he started this new situation.
You know how many preacher daughters there are in the world?
Nah,
the cake line though is like in the Remy Rev.
Alright, so yeah, as a standalone song, that song could be about any number of preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
But when you add Grew Up Fast, read those lyrics for me.
Rebby Reds.
You niggas talking blockbusters, you niggas not Russell. You more Diggy, me I'm more Biggie. No diss to the young boy, I'm just rapping, getting bored quickly. Just to make up for that line, I invite him on tour with me. Show him the game, let him fangle these whores with me. Run through their doors with me, hit the Ritz-Carlton for the night. Leave him there with two dykes, probably change a nigga life, right? What up, Vanessa? I love you that one semester. Thanks to my profession, I'm ballin' like Uncle Fester. And he going in. Like,
no,
can we just stop again and acknowledge that he going
he
in?
He is. J. Cole always, like, this ain't nothing. J. Cole can do this in his sleep.
I don't think he dissed Jiggy. He just mentioned to me, like, did in my opinion.
He didn't. No, that was.
I feel like it was more.
Like, oh, let me try to.
I feel like it was more towards Vanessa.
That's what I'm saying. Then he says the Vanessa line. That, like, when you add what he did in that verse in Purple Rain with what he said and Grew Up Fast. When you put those two and two together, he's talking about that he hit Vanessa.
Well, why don't she make a diss tape? Let's hear what she got to say.
I don't want to hear her talk.
I don't.
Just saying.
I'm mad they got a show, let alone I want to hear.
Nah, I like the show, bro. Angela looked nice. And their cousin Jessica was thick.
Oh, Lord.
And she was trying to lose weight. I was like, what is wrong with you? You went to Hollywood and got your head blew all up.
I know a little girl. It is Hollywood.
Wow. So
I don't think it was a diss to Diggy.
You thought it
was? I think it was a mention. Hey, honorable mention. Maybe this will boost your sales up. I'm just saying.
But what about the part about Vanessa? Like,
to her, he ain't saying.
He ain't dissing him, but he's just putting it out there.
He dissing. He putting it out there, yeah, but I'm saying.
Is that cool? Should you be talking about, like, if they have relationships?
Don't kiss and tell, I'm just saying, but hey, it sells.
So, but based off that fact, he should be. So, Biggie shouldn't say nothing about him.
I don't think so.
His sister, and telling the whole world how she's a freak and doming him up.
He should, so maybe he can get some more sales, but, like.
He should because he a man. Even though he's 17, he's a man.
Like, she's at home. That's her business, like.
Yeah, I mean, it was wrong for putting our business out there.
Exactly.
But
and that's the thing. It ain't about if she did it. It's about J. Cole need to keep his mouth fucking shut.
Yeah.
He was sitting in subliminal except when he said
like, why? Like, why though? Like, nobody's asking, like, everybody's like, J. Cole is going to kill Diggy and Diggy need to fall back. But why is J. Cole sending shots?
What he's saying? I'm just mad at Atlantic. Or Diggy, whomever dropped it after you did 20,000.
Diggy was at the Hunger Games. He was not.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. That's you want to start dissing when it till it hit Brit? I'll put the diss out now. Like, nah, these like one of these songs came out way back then. If you felt like he was talking like that and saying this stuff, put it out.
He recorded it.
He didn't put
it
out.
He wasn't mad
till. He hit 20,000. Like, come on,
who
man.
Said he was mad? He didn't seem mad about it when they asked him about it. You're just making him angry.
If he wasn't mad, why did the disc get out?
Because the record label leaked it.
We don't even know if they leaked it. We don't even know if he lying. Like,
I believe Diggy. He's a wholesome young man. Mm-hmm. I saw him grow up from a little youngster. He would not lie.
Now, where's Diggy's verse at?
Diggy's verse, I got his verse. The second verse of his song, What You Say to Me. He said, the other day I listened to Purple Rain, couldn't believe all the things I heard him say. Who that, you know who it is. Heard you lying on my sis, telling people that you hit. When your album drops, I'ma hit you with the bricks. So I'm going to bomb first. Like, this is, like, I don't know how he rapped.
Hold on, I'm gonna need you to pronounce it. Like,
So I'm gonna bomb first on you. Since
you can't say it properly.
You wanna riff.
That's spoken word.
So I'm gonna bomb first since you wanna riff. Who you gonna call? You ain't got no friends. This fight is fixed. Ha, you ain't got no wins. Yeah. Little nigga think he cold, think he live like me. Just said a trans said, nah, you not like me. Can't find a girl you know that don't like me. I can't find a girl I know who knows you. Like, yeah, like, that doesn't even mean right, but okay, dude.
You got to pronounce it the way he would.
I can't sound like 17-year-old boy. Like, he sounds like real nasally and stuff. Really nasally, more nasally than me.
I sound nasally.
You're a girl, that's acceptable. It's nice.
Not at all.
Wasn't even popping the school you used to go to. Got, what did it say?
See, let me blow it up.
God ain't lyrics, but you can't deliver. No, God alright lyrics, but you can't deliver your vocals. I'm about to read you your rights, Miranda. Only thing you hitting in the morning is your hand, huh? Stand up, matter of fact, sit down. Don't try to call Hovey Ho for a sit down. College boy acting like a criminal. Knowing that you broke back Jake Gyllenhaal. He said, you imaginary player. Even TMZ didn't notice you was there.
I like that.
Jeez, you're such a dweeb.
Dweeb?
He said, and your shirts don't even fit long arm, short sleeves.
That was just funny.
Yeah, that was. I like that TMZ didn't even notice you was there.
And that really happened. Like, TMZ did not notice. Like, they was like, oh, here comes J. Cole's entourage. And that's like, oh, is that J. Cole in the front? But he was in the back. They couldn't tell the difference between J. Cole and the rest entourage. Of them because he crazy. Looks the same as an entourage. So, first off, people saying my man Diggy is going to lose this battle if it turns to a beef or a battle or whatever it is.
It won't.
I'm riding with Diggy.
Oh,
all day.
Go ahead. I'm going to ride with J. Cole.
Based off this, like, he was spitting.
Yeah.
That wasn't even like, oh, I'm just, like, I'm beefing, I'm mad.
But
like,
we ain't getting, first body. Off, like, we're not,
is better than
J.
That.
Cole is on the decline right now. Diggy is on the incline.
To whom? She the one I wanna know. Such a
hey, I heard that on the radio like 19 times.
Now remember that. Now Workout, that same pop, whatever, it's platinum. So
Workout.
They both, yeah, they got the nonsense. But you, most people think Diggy, now they think that. Like, and he can spit. But based off these two
that's
songs.
That's why Diggy got the advantage.
Based off these two songs.
I don't think right, so. It wouldn't make me want to buy his album.
Let's go back. It ain't, I don't even care, like, cause I'm not buying, I didn't buy neither one of the albums.
Right.
Spotify'd both of them.
Right.
Do not plan on purchase, cause J. Cole cries too much. He's starting to become Drake-ish, cause he wanna whine and be like Drake and sing his own vocals.
Nobody's and perfect.
That's the only song he, like, good, I'm, what if he sung that? God, think about that. And that intro to that song, like, where he was completely off beat, but they put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
To nobody's purpose. I was like, why is he not on beat though?
My right. Sub slapped him.
But so Diggy's gonna win.
And why is that?
I've explained, we've had the conversation.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm gonna explain it again. Diggy is going to win this because no one expects him to win this.
Mm-hmm.
Travel back to mid-early 1990s.
Right.
When Buster Douglas fought Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going back in them days, who do you put all
Tyson.
Your money on?
I bet in the house on Tyson.
And you would have what?
I would have been
lost. You would have been homeless.
Yeah.
Because everybody is Tyson superior, this, that, and third. And yep. Buster Douglas didn't stand a chance.
Yeah. Tyson came out there like he didn't have to do
that. Night before, he wouldn't
have
stood a chance.
And why was he drunk, not working out like he was
supposed to? Because he didn't take him seriously.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why J. Cole is going to lose, because he's... You, like, the verse in Grew Up Fast shows that he doesn't take... He don't even see him as competition.
Not.
If he makes himself competition, he will be competition.
And then he will tell me it was something better.
Yes, like he wasn't aiming, like he was talking about him, yeah, whatever, just writing a little. I'm telling you, it's gonna fuel him to go warm up J. Cole. If it's the warm up J. Cole body,
I like, see Diggy
just
though.
Like
he
just like we thought Common was gonna get Drake to come and diss him and be on some comeback season. Did it happen?
Nah, Drake just fell back.
Exactly.
I see Diggy.
But Drake was, hey, that diss, I mean, it wasn't, what is the song? Good Riddance, Good Night, Good Luck. It wasn't that caliber, but he was saying some real slick stuff. Like
you ain't with me when I was shooting in the gym. Like, they had nothing to do with me whatsoever. What was you about to say?
I said, I see Diggy, and it's you know, it's entertaining. I see his little bars he got going on.
When we finish with all that, who's winning?
I'm not about to break the tie in here. I'm scared.
Go ahead. Now, who do you personally feel like it would take this?
I have a biased opinion because I just love J. Cole. I mean, so. I was actually in the gym when he was shooting. So, you know, I'm gonna have to.
So, who? Okay, you got to put money on somebody. A battle. Who you got? J. Cole, Diggy.
J. Cole. All
right.
I'm telling you, if they battle.
But I see what you're saying. You're trying to give him like, the AI Jordan treatment. Like
that's how it is.
Diggy gonna pay Lil Wayne.
Nobody's taking Diggy serious. So all he's gonna have to do is hit him with a line, a couple, like when he took the Tupac line in this verse. So all he gotta do is hit him with one or two lines, and people gonna be like, J. Cole will come out with a whole song murdering Diggy, talking about how his brother was having a garage sale
but
and
all they running
around
in
them short ass shorts back in the day on MTV. All Diggy gotta come out and do is say, you know, some not like whatever J. Cole, like that skinny ass funny mustache he got.
Mm-hmm. So you saying is this gonna help his sales though? Is that what
I don't think it'll help either one of their sales. I just like good battles. I want to see him go back lyrically.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
we got that in the
I
minute.
Mean, and even if J. Cole wins, like okay, Nas won, it didn't help his sales any.
Right.
So, matter of fact, I would say that was the point in time where if you were mapping Nas's career, that's when he peaked.
Yeah.
And he got with
Bouncy.
What is her name?
Khalees.
And
my milkshake.
I don't see J. Cole doing that. Like,
now you hear Nas going back to Africa. He's
I don't
going
pay attention to
Africa.
Nas because Nas bores me. Let's all just be honest as hip hop heads and quit this just. Oh,
you know
Nas,
you're gonna like get all type of slander.
I don't care, man.
Nas
bores
so,
me. Like right. He can spit, but I don't want to hear all that all day. Like your beats are boring, your songs are boring. Like Nas is a great lyricist. Illmatic, one of the best hip hop albums. But come on, man. Let's all be real. Let's just keep it real. Like Nas ain't brought no heat. Probably sit still mad at. Like, and people keep.
I know I can be
hey.
What I want to be.
If I work hard in it.
Nas will give you a hot verse, give you hot lyrics, but when the last time you bought a Nas album?
And you know what,
I've
though?
Never bought an album.
I would have to agree with you. Nas will give you a hot verse with the exception of Late Registration. Because on Late Registration, you know how much I hate Cam'ron.
Yeah.
Cam'ron had a better verse than Nas on Late Registration.
Cam'ron had a hot verse on there, but
and I hate Cam'ron. And he didn't even hit us with none of the spoofity spoofies. Cam'ron didn't hit us with the dump and I dump, I slump and I slump.
Who's Cam'ron?
Like... Exactly. And he still had a hotter verse than Nas on Late Registration.
Man, so I don't know. I just had to get a disclaimer because like I keep seeing this stuff and Nas this and Nas that, like Nas.
But Nas is going
lyrics.
To Africa, though, to live to Sweet. Escape
that's
his child support.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Like,
he told Damon Marley on Twitter apparently that he's going back because the motherland needs her son, you know, God's son. This is what the nigga said.
That's deep.
And when I seen that little whatever, I went to the next topic.
That's
and
deep,
I didn't
y'all.
Click on it because I don't care. Like, you're not relevant. Like, come on, man.
Come on, that's Nasir. Okay. Isaiah Jones.
Yeah, from the belly. Yes, that's that guy. Donis. Like, but Stillmatic. I don't care. Like, you haven't been hot since then. You can slander me, say what you want. I credit him as a great lyricist, but sometimes he overthinks his concepts in his albums. That's how. I
Sopa.
So.
What?
We can't be saying stuff. We gotta get a copyright.
I don't care. You can try to censor me. You can shoot at me. You can stab at me. This is the remix.
Mm-mm. So
that's gonna be the song on the show. Get him, Daddy remix. Cam'ron.
No sir.
Yes.
No sir.
Ballin'.
All right. So the game, we got the Childish Gambino and Kanye. Kanye dropped two new songs this week, and Childish Gambino dropped, what was it, last week or this week?
Probably the beginning of this week.
Yeah, and Childish Gambino dropped a song too. And as people who listen to the podcast know, that we love both Childish Gambino and Kanye West. I haven't listened to Mercy yet, so you're going to have to tell me about it.
Mercy?
Because that just came out today.
Mercy was cool. Like, it was, you could tell Kanye.
Oh, didn't you send me a text message and tell me, my boy.
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
Yes.
My boy.
Like, he had a
my
nice,
man.
Nice push.
No
T,
homo.
Honestly, I think had the hardest verse in it. Pusha T was going in.
Pusha T always goes
Kanye, in. By default, was just Kanye, so it was just more funny than anything. Big Sean's verse was whack, and I'm not saying that because I dropped off the Big Sean bandwagon. I hope the lyrics are up, because I will pull them up in... This is what he said. And then,
damn.
2 Chainz had a nice... Oh, it is here. Had a nice verse. Big Sean.
Big Sean said, drop it to the floor. Make that ass shake.
Wow.
Who make the ground move? That's an ass quake.
No, keep going. Really? Keep going. Because he thought okay. This was cool.
Build a house up on that ass. That's an ass state.
Bow.
Hold on, build a house on that ass. That's an ass state.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I get it. It just wasn't
like an estate.
Yes, that was okay.
Roll my weed on it. That's an ass tray. it's an ass tray.
It's already an ass tray. So.
Oh my god. Say yay. Don't we do this every day, huh? I work them long nights to get a payday.
Waka.
What is with the...
These is Tourette's. She got rap Tourette's.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Finally got paid. Now I need to shade a vacay. Now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating so much. I need an AK. Like, what did he... Like, did he borrow Cam'ron's Rhonda? Man, this dude fell off.
Oh, you gonna read the rest, or you
don't? I don't want to read.
Is Now We Out in Paris, yeah. Perrying? Perrying? What is that? White Girls Politic, and yeah, that's Sarah Palin. Get High California Cape. I give her that D, because that's where I was born and raised in. It's Pusha T though. Like, you can go ahead and kick that off.
I'm not about to spin a Pusha T line.
He was going.
I can't do that anymore.
It's prom time. My top back. This pimp game hoe. I'm red leather. This cocaine. I'm Rick James hoe. I'm Bill dropping. I'm Bill dropping. Miss Pac Man. This pill popper hoe. I'm popping two. These blue dolphins need 2 coffins, and she wants some hill money. All she need is some bill money. He take time, he counts it out, I weighs it up. That's real money. Check the neck, the wrist, them heads turning, it's exorcist. My automobile like Mardi Gras. That Swiss cheese, or I'm sorry, that Swiss time of excellence. 2-door preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on the pound cake, so your duck and Heinz is irrelevant. Lambo, Mercy Lago, she go wherever I go. Wherever we go, we do it pronto.
I'm like, come on, push it. And that actually sounds like, like, just hearing it, that sound like something that Big Sean would have spit on, like, Finally Famous.
Which we'll never get, you mean the mixtape, right?
Yeah, not the album, okay. Not Ashtray and Ass State.
You want to do 2 Chainz? I'm telling you, like, I was a little shocked. Like, 2 Chainz, he give you a hot line in his verse, but some things he'll be
he
like...
He said, okay, now catch up to my campaign. Coop the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time drinking champagne on an airplane. Dang, that is a pretty good. I did not expect that from 2 Chainz. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands cut your girls. 100 bands cut your girl. Now your girl need a band-aid.
Tell him.
Whoa.
That's tell him.
That's one of his ad-libs.
Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds. Backpack ramen. Co-signed by Louis Vuitton. I'm guessing you mean Kanye at that point. Horsepower. All this polo, I got horsepower. You could have came better there.
Please.
Pound of this costs $4,000. I make it rain. She want more showers. Rain pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Wow.
It is still better than Big Sean.
Man, that Big Sean verse is questionable, right?
I might need to hear Big Sean rap it because.
But I was like, man, yeah, I was like, Big Sean can still spit a verse. Just like, I just didn't like the last album. Like, I'm still hoping he come back with some Finally Famous 3 type stuff, but that verse was just. So. And then the other song, Theraflu.
Theraflu is great, man. Go ahead and do that.
Let me pull that up. I'm like, yeah, he's back. Although, he said he didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, where did he go? He was spitting.
He took 5. Like, he just was like,
Between Watch Your Throne when they was doing the tour?
Yeah, he was like, I'm chill out. So I'm gonna take 5. Only nigga I got respect for is Wiz, and I'll admit I had fell in love with Kim around the time she fell in love with him. But well, that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't have Jay dropping from the team. That's all I want to rap. He was spitting everything else, but.
Don't want to rap, that's all I want to rap.
Because when I heard that, I was like, oh!
That was like that freestyle moment when niggas run away holding their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently now they dating, so, you know, whatever. Kim Kardashian. I'm wondering how long that's gonna last. But I'm tired of people on the internet talking about my nigga Kanye ain't got no talent because he dating Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's
two talented people together. Yeah, real okay.
He's dating Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
I've been under a rock.
All right, we got Childish Gambino.
You got it?
Good.
Casanova, you should get some money, make some CDs so you can date Kim Kardashian.
Why would I want to do that?
Bring the money back.
How are you going to try to, like,
just put
pimp
me
him off?
Pretty
much.
Man, I mean,
exploit me, man. Come on.
That's hilarious.
What is love, love? Baby, don't hurt me.
What is love?
Don't hurt me. No more.
What's love?
What's the name of that song?
I can't even tell you. This picture though, every time I see it, like, really though? Y'all gonna do them like that?
Who's that?
That's Childish Gambino.
Oh, it's called Eat Your
Those glasses are in there.
This picture
that's
though.
Gonna be the picture.
The glasses are
for
in.
For the thing, Childish Gambino.
What goes around comes around. Just want y'all to know that.
Say it then.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he real G's moving silence like lasagna.
Lasagna.
I was like, huh? where's the verse I want to see? He actually sent some shots at Diggy and them too. Mm-hmm. In that song, he said,
"What verse is that?"
In the second verse, he said, "I'm cashing it in for some passion and sin, for some actions with them." Yeah, I got a stain cold with me.
Wow.
Driving around and I run the whole city. everybody knows she got big old bitties. Nope, but nobody cares like it's J. Cole and Diggy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because I didn't know about that. Nobody cares.
True in-depth hip-hop heads hear about all the beats. And they have to give them some play.
Yeah, we gotta. Except for when it's Cannabis and Charles Hamilton. By far, Charles Hamilton was probably one of the most overrated people ever to grace the cover of the XXL. And it was nonsense that people kept.
Even over OJ the Juice Man?
OJ the Juice Man had the trap. Like, I seen why. Like, they were trying to proclaim Charles Hamilton as a lyricist. And I never heard anything that was just like, oh, Charles Hamilton, the truth. Then this was Drake. This is Drake. So Far Gone, Drake. And they was trying to swear to me that Charles Hamilton was going harder than Drake. Like, and I'm like, no, sir. Like, y'all are on that other stuff. But, and Cannabis has been totally irrelevant. And he tried to go in the army. And I don't think he made it past basic training or something like that.
He needed Mike Tyson. Right. All I do is eat MCs for breakfast. Oh, that was a good diss. So here goes a line from Eat Your Vegetable. He said, running through paper like a pep rally. When I'm in your city, better get rowdy. I spit down, need no shit about me. Stone Mountain, Georgia, got something for you. Killing bars, I'm a lawyer. Baby drinking Goya. Girl, put your shades on. Man, I die for my hood. Trayvon.
So politically incorrect.
That is greatness.
That is what?
That's him repping for Trayvon. He died. He might as well have had the hoodie with the suspicious little fucking letters on their face and what everybody else is doing on Twitter with all their pictures. Making them in, which makes them look even more suspicious, because I know when I saw it, I made sure I had my wallet and it was only on Twitter.
Awful.
Whatever. I can't be robbing people that be robbing people.
Let me write that down. That's nice. Robbing people, that's robbing people.
So, alright, we gonna
take a break? Yeah, we can
take a break. Get into this. This is where you gotta excel. Come out and do your thing. You know, Mike Jordan, of course. Thirst is real.
Yeah, you are the thirst expert.
I come through in a clutch.
Stick shifter. There we go. Finally, somebody added my verses. I see me. Well, yeah, we're gonna take a break.
Well, it is the way it's been on the morning and a natural thing. It is the way it's been on the morning and a natural thing. It is the way we come to the mic song within the champion song.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the flow, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day? I work them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised in.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
It's prime time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping, asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money. All she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out. I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist. Them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras. That's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake. So your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Champion sound, the bugle that blows the many time, and it's still a one more time. Let's have your mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I do suicides on the tour bus. I do suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers taste level ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like precious. Something about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Yeah. Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage, 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1, chain the color Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming, co-signing by Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Horsepower, horsepower, all this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000, I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring, all my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Swerve. Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk.
Swerve. Swerve.
All right, welcome back. We're back to the show. We're talking to the foremost expert on thirst.
Activist. Anti-thirst activist.
Activist.
You like the Cornel West of thirst.
Expert. We are
like the Jesse Jackson of thirst. Yeah. She's trying to stomp out thirst worldwide.
The recession. This has been an epidemic. The recession has increased.
You think
thirst.
It's the recession?
No, it's been going on.
Oh, sorry, I'm wrong.
It's been going on.
Correct. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not an expert. You know, so no. I will toss it to the expert who tell us what is this we call the thirst and how real is it?
The thirst is real. Just so y'all know, it's like basically you have a guy that's just persistent and key. Like I know they say persistence is key, but not in this. No.
Not in the thirst sense.
No. It just, whew, I can't even think right when somebody's so persistent. Anyway, thirsty is basically when someone is just continuously, whatever, trying to holler at you. Just, oh my God. For instance, if you get a text message that says, hey, at 12 o'clock, and you don't respond. And then at 12:30, you get another text message. What's up? That's thirst. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm following you. I'm, I'm following you. Yeah.
So
I think of one person in mind. I think, but I don't know how bad if that's thirst or is that just
thirst? You could be
or is that's pathetic? Obsession.
Yeah,
that's all of
that
them.
Might be borderline. Can obsession?
We can get a synonym for thirst. Would be obsession. Yes.
So it doesn't thirst doesn't develop into obsession. It's synonymous to each other.
It's one in the
two. Okay.
No, I think like you can be thirsty and not like you can be obsessed with a person at that moment, but in that instance, what you're talking about, that young man, no, he was just obsessed. Like okay. He was on that.
He was thirsty.
He was on that that Beyonce
Desert Dry,
that Beyonce movie obsession, just lying about stuff.
He was seeing mirages, like he was
dehydrated. Was seeing shit happening that wasn't really happening. Wow. Yeah, but she introduced me to her family.
Oh.
No, she didn't, sir. You just went to a party and her family happened to be there.
That's just insane. There.
Yeah, so.
I also agree.
So, with that, like, do you have any other examples of what the thirst is?
The thirst. Example. Here, two. I was in Missouri the other day. Walking, you know, sometimes when I see people that look thirsty, like they parse, their lips might be dry or something, I just. I just sit in the car for a while until like they walk away or something. But you know, basically we're getting out the car, going into the gas station. The guy, hey, you know, hey, okay, we ignore that, hi, whatever, follow you into the store. Then as you're leaving, can I pump your gas? I mean, like other things, like, you know, he was like, you don't want to pass this up because I got something to offer. Like, what? Really? Okay.
What like that sound like a telemarketer.
Right.
Hey, don't hang up. I got a great deal for you right
you
here.
Could you describe what this man's attire was or what he might have been doing in that particular instance? What this man
he
looked
clearly
like?
Clearly didn't look like he had anything to offer.
Because sometimes that's usually the case. Like, you'll say you have something to offer and have on some busted up jeans with holes in them, some pro wings, or Ron some feelers. You might have some feelers on. With some nappy dreads or something. Just something that's totally just all off with in non-matching. So
hot
just,
mess.
That's just verified.
But hey, you don't got to be a hot mess to be thirsty. Some people ain't a hot mess and they still can be thirsty. Right? You know?
I don't know. Just when you say gas station, that just
prompts. So did you let them pump your gas?
Not at all.
You want to work for free?
I don't quench thirst.
You want to work for free? That's fine with me. I wish the woman would. Can I pump your gas? Go right ahead.
Of course not. No.
You got stalking, any other
like. Did young Novocaine in the beginning of your courtship ever exhibit moments of thirst?
I probably was the thirsty one.
I was more like
that's why Gatorade. I'm an expertise.
I was more like Gatorade. I quenched the thirst, so you know.
You G2 Gatorade.
Yeah, G2.
No, I wasn't thirsty really. I was just.
You were persistent.
I had. I had that game, that mouthpiece.
Swear.
All right, so since you're the expert on thirst and you gave us an example on how men are thirsty to you.
Don't get on the women.
Women and thirst. Lord. Because I don't think women realize
women
the
are
level
thirstiest.
Of thirst
that they have.
They are thirsty, and then when men try to help them quench their thirst,
the thirsty,
they act like the men are being thirsty for them, but you put out there that you're thirsty. Like, oh, I'm so alone sitting here. I wish I had somebody to cuddle with.
Then like my status if you think I'm cute.
Yeah, and then when a dude do it and try to holler at you, these niggas in the DM is all out here being thirsty trying to holler at me.
Women are by far the thirstiest. We are the sneakiest creatures on earth.
I will agree. Amen. Praise Jesus.
You wish you had that applause.
If I had my soundboard hooked up right now,
so what is
we would applaud that.
A woman or being around. You said you're
have you ever been thirsty for anybody in your day? Because I think everybody has had a thirsty moment. So that's my assumption, that everyone has went through a moment where they were thirsty for a person. It may have been in high school, may have been in middle school with that guy that had, you know, the nice sideburns or something. I don't know. You know
thick
what?
Eyebrows.
I don't know what girls like.
I'm thirsty for thick eyebrows. I want thick eyebrow babies. Anyhow.
Well, you know, Anthony Davis about to go to the league. He got that unibrow going.
It's all bad.
Poor
it's
him.
Thick.
That's all bad.
No, women are the thirstiest. I must repeat that because. You know, we out here like, you know, we ain't, men are the thirstiest, blah, blah, blah. That's so untrue. We are sneaky with our thirst. You know, men to come out and say it, for instance, do that at the gas station, you know. He
He was letting you know.
Yeah, he told me.
I am part. Women are Can I have something to drink? Thirst. Like, how would you be thirsty?
I wouldn't.
Well, you've never been thirsty.
Example. If a female... I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings out here in TV.
Screw them. We don't care about feelings here at Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I hurt people's feelings.
Talk to them, Pop!
On a weekly basis on this podcast. Every time we record this podcast, I say something that hurts somebody's feelings. You should have heard the people about the Trayvon Martin and how they said, "Oh, you shouldn't have said that." Don't be rocking around hoodies in neighborhoods you don't belong. So might not get you walk around my neighborhood in a hoodie looking suspicious. I might jump George Zimmerman you too.
So I'm suspicious because I got a hood on.
What are some of this?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes,
sir. It was raining. First off.
Yes, you're suspicious. Yes.
He should have had an umbrella. He probably would
have
been cool.
Yes, and have some cheese and some brie and a can of the Arnold Palmer half and half. Tea, and he would have been fine. The white dude would have knew he was all right because he had white people.
He should have had on a name tag.
He should have. I'm not a criminal.
I live here.
Not creeping through people's backyard. I probably would have popped him too. I would have popped him like coming out of my house. I wouldn't have been like on the neighborhood watching pop him. But if he was like walking in my backyard,
now,
yeah,
that's different.
Like deer, once you walked in my backyard, you were a fair game.
That's different.
So what are your some instances where people or some gestures
that
they?
I know when she was thirsty. I don't believe that you've never been thirsty for anybody. I believe every girl's had that crush.
I was the thirstiest.
Like bat they eyes at, you know, give them that little stance. Yeah, y'all always find a perfect stance that accentuates everything. That's all moments of thirst.
The thirstiest.
So what did you do when you were thirsty?
I'm a part of the crew, you know, women. We are the thirstiest. What did I do? I only really was thirsty for one person, and he's at the table right now. So, you know,
6 years.
I'm not going to.
5 years.
Sir, look, one. It all takes is 1 year. I mean,
wow, she says you got game like that.
No.
That mouthpiece.
Wow.
It was building. It was a series. Like it was like it wasn't just a one season thing.
So what did you do when you was thirsty for him?
I can't really think of. All right, I worked in the office, in the school office.
To get his attention?
Didn't you call me out of class?
Every day.
Why? Just because? Because
he probably was bored in class. So, you know.
So what? She like came on the intercom?
I think she might. Did you call up?
I probably called the class. But this is what we do. We try to make it.
That is pretty thirsty. That like every day, not like every other Friday.
Like a substance abuse counselor. The better ones have abused substances. So you know you have to be thirsty to be an activist against the thirst.
I'm just saying that was my only thirsty, and I was like, "Oh, this ain't me. I can't," you know.
But you, how long did you do it for? You obviously the thirst. You got the thirst quenched, obviously. So you all for people getting their thirst quenched, just not on your
time. It depends. Not on my behalf. Not on my emotions. Or anything that got to do with my man. So, like, you know, by all means.
So, are you out here checking these women and they thirst?
I will. I do on my Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Anti-thirst. Anti_thirst. I will. If I see anything scroll across my timeline, I will retweet it. And
I'm talking about your friends. You got girlfriends and they thirsty. I know they thirsty. Because you just said all girls are thirsty.
Not all girls are thirsty, but when we are thirsty, we are the thirstiest.
We're sneaky.
Women, we do sneaky stuff, like I was saying. We do sneaky stuff.
Well, that was kind of blatant, just calling them out of class. What? We would have picked up on it. She wanted it all.
No, we try to make it seem like it's going to benefit you. We help you. You know, we do stuff to make you happy sometimes. Anyway, to get our thirst quenched. Say, okay, I'm going to be cool with your friends. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be cool with your friends because I like you. So maybe I could be cool with you.
Big
white, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to ask you about your girlfriend, you know, so.
Even though you can care less about the
Could care less about your girlfriend. But I'm going to still ask you how your girlfriend doing. I'm going to buy you lunch one day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say we, you know, I'm speaking in general for the ladies. These thirsty girls, you know, the ones that date rappers and rappers only. Those thirsty ones.
Ooh, but can we get the drop for the shot? Can you not be shooting shots like
I ain't
that?
Shooting shots. What you saying?
Talk to him, Pop. You shooting shots. We'll talk about it off the air. But you shooting shots.
Excuse me if I hurt anybody's feelings.
Hey, nah, let's talk about it now. That sounds like good radio. who getting the shot? I'm like, Funkmaster Flex. I know everything that goes on in the building.
It is what it is.
I'll let her. She's going to get on that.
I ain't getting on that.
All right. The definition, according to Urban Dictionary, of thirsty is an act of being over anxious for someone or something, waiting for something with anxiety, not being able to wait, too hyped, or typically over something small or something that doesn't need all the attention that is being given, repeatedly asking for something although you know it's coming or on its way. And then I give some example.
No, it don't be on its way. You want it to be.
Well, once you realize it's on its way, you keep doing it. That creeps over to simping.
Yeah, I was about to say, when is that?
Thirst is when
there's
you don't
thin
know.
Line. There's a
like,
thin line.
Thirst is like for instance, like New York was thirsty for Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah,
but they knew he was on the way. They just wanted him right then and there, so they gave up. They had half of their team to quench their thirst.
I think thirst is yeah.
But
yeah,
if like part, he would have signed to Chicago, and they still were like, we still want Carmelo. Come on, that's simping.
Yeah.
I think
come on,
that's
man.
Thirst.
We'll make you the king of the city. We'll take the crown off of Diddy.
I think it's thirst, though. To me, it's like when you know you can get some, or you're trying to get something, is when the thirst happens. Like, that's what I feel like. You're trying, you're persistent with trying to get something that you think you can have, so you're doing all these things in order to get that something.
Well, that's getting to simping. Like, simping is when you keep trying to get something you know you can't have.
Well, we're going to add that to the synonym.
Well, no, simping and thirst can be the same thing. Like, but I think there's a line when it stops being, like, just thirst and starts being simping. Like, it has that gray area where it's both.
Yeah.
But then, like, if the girl tells you, no, I don't like you and I never want to talk to you.
And you keep doing it, yeah.
And you keep doing that, it's simping.
That is.
Well, I'll cut your grass. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, then you're simping.
But that's another thing. You got to let people know right then and there if it ain't going to happen. I mean, that way.
But now, that ain't how y'all operate. As a man. Women don't operate like that.
As a woman, men don't operate like that.
When has a man ever had you do stuff for him and not say he don't like you?
Not me personally. I can speak to him.
Like, so you must have experience, like friends have told you this.
Yeah.
When? Well, like, give us a story. We want to hear about your friends, your life.
I don't have any friends. Sorry, friends. But
I don't have any friends. I ain't gonna put y'all out there like that because we know y'all thirsty. Simp.
Sorry, friends. Basically, it's like women and they baby daddies. Oh my god, whew. Women and their baby daddies.
Explain.
For
what
example,
about? Explain.
It just irritates me. But the baby daddy, all right. You know this baby daddy. You know this guy is dating him, she, and whoever else.
This guy's dating
that was
him.
That was the girl name. Oh. The girl name is him. She. We just call him.
The girl's name.
Her name
is
him. She's from
We put you out there, Rachel.
Him. She. Yeah.
Right. The guy.
Yeah, Rachel.
Dating
shout
her.
Out to Rachel. The girl is doubting. The guy is dating Rachel and Susan, but then the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? In order to try to make the baby daddy happy, she's doing anything for him, like taking him over Susan's house. You know? Oh, I'm just. I ain't messing with Susan
that's
like
that. That's creepy. That is creepy. That sounds like you're about to kill me type stuff.
Or, you know, just the baby daddy just leading the girl on, making it seem like telling her something like, yeah, I'm just trying to have fun right now, but later, you know, I want to marry you. So until then, like, I still need you to help me do this. Drive me to work. Let me use your car. You know, for example, like a girl I knew was always letting her baby daddy take her car, you know, do this for her.
He does need to get around.
Well, he better catch the metro or the.
But she got a car that she ain't using because she at work, and he can use it to cruise.
But if you know you don't want to be with this
and go
person,
hang out with his thug dude, and they can sell dresses out the trunk.
But if he told you he don't want to be with you,
like baby boy,
baby boy,
for you to accept that is just ridiculous. But you know,
that's why girls are the thirstiest.
We are. Girls are the thirstiest. I'm not, but you know. I had a thirsty moment. No.
Exhibited the thirst.
That means you were part of it. You said women are thirsty. I agree.
I think every person has been a part of the
every
epidemic.
Person that says
I don't mean we
moment.
Are all thirsty. All women are
but
thirsty.
But men have to be thirsty. Let's put it out. Men have to be thirsty. Women don't have to be thirsty.
Men don't have to be thirsty.
Men have to be. Like, well, if the dude ain't never approached you at the gas station, how would he have gotten your attention?
He wouldn't.
Exactly.
No,
he had to be thirsty.
I see him. Attention. What attention? Like, what are we considering attention?
Saw him and let's say
that's my attention.
Hypothetically speaking, you were dating this young man over here, and you saw him, and you like, oh, he kind of cute. How would you get it? Let him know it's okay for him to approach you.
The thirst is real. I probably would just look at him. I mean, because I have these.
What
eyes.
Is? Look, let's get off thirst. What is this look? I'm tired of women like, yeah, you know, I meant to. I was looking at you like this. I'm
gonna look at you more than once. You know, when you see like, I hate when you ride in a car and then you ride. You know, you ride. You obviously want to look at a car that rolled by or stop at the stoplight next to you. You look. But then when you continue looking and you look more than once, like,
so what is he like supposed to like swoop in front of your car and like, yeah, let me get them digits. Like, y'all stop. What, like, what if y'all?
No, if we was at the gas station, if we was at the gas station and that look, I just got to give him that look. But
why not? If you dig him like that, won't you like say, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I think you're attractive. Because
you never know if somebody's dating people. Some people don't care. Don't get me wrong. Like, some people don't care.
But if you give him a look and he comes, you don't know if he's dating people anyway.
Yes, you do.
How?
Are you dating someone? That's all you gotta say.
That's how you could have, like, hey, I'll see you.
I'm not just gonna say.
I seen you at Pump 7 and you're looking kind of nice over here. You dressed like you just came from work.
You're looking real professional. Somebody? No, this is what you do, women. Take heed to this. Get your notepad out. You basically, I'm at the gas. Say I'm at the grocery store. That's supposed to be the best place to pick up tonight. But don't get nobody that works there. But if you at the grocery store.
He got a job and he got the hookup on food.
You at the grocery store and you see somebody that you're attracted to. You just look, glance, whatever.
So what if he don't ever holler? What if he don't pick up?
But you don't look more than once. When you ain't interested in somebody, you don't look more than once. You just.
But what if, like, but one, dudes don't know that.
They know.
No.
If I look at you more than once.
Do you know that?
Getting this look thing, but I've caught the look before.
You've caught the look plenty of times. Like, the number of times you've caught the look, how many times have you acted
actually,
on the look?
With the approach, it probably would have been in that instant.
What's the look? A lot of...
It's been multiple looks.
No, we ain't talking about you.
It's been...
because you get looks from everybody.
Yes, he does. Just so y'all know, everybody wants him. He is Casanova.
Oh!
They're great. Just so you know.
Nigga, swear, man.
Casanova, don't play that. Don't play that. We don't want to name off your thirsty females. We ain't gonna name nobody.
You got thirsty females.
Can we get some examples of your thirst?
Sure.
Can I get some examples of his thirst?
Yeah, let's get some examples of times when you were entrenched in thirstiness.
Let me give an example. If a lady give you a whole laptop, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that is.
It's in texting you and emailing you and everything. I don't know that this happens, but I'm just texting you, for example. I'm sure there's been plenty of other lines of communication. You know what I'm saying? If y'all friends on Facebook or blah, blah, blah. If a lady give you a whole laptop and she got uncles, cousins, brothers, probably nephews and nieces that might need one for school.
Well, what if the laptop is crappy? That still
which
counts
it was.
First?
Why wouldn't, if I got a little sister that need a laptop, I'm not about to give you, if I wasn't dating him, my laptop, and I got a little sister.
I know, I'm a nice guy. I need a laptop.
I'm thirsty. This is my peace offering. Oh, I just got this little laptop. Here's this
laptop. That's your weapon.
I'm gonna buy you lunch or whatever. So, that's thirst. Just so you know.
So, that's just one instance of when someone was thirsty for him and would give him things.
And like me, since I'm thirst buster. I know.
What?
I know what people. I can call out the thirst. Like, I'll call it out. I'll call it out every time. Have I ever been wrong?
Yes. No. Oh,
thank you.
So you just got that many women thirsty?
I've never been wrong. And when
like
I call the thirst.
Everybody is not after me. Like,
Mount Everest, Armstrong. But I tell you,
everybody
that feel like I'm in trouble or something. Like my mama would call me that.
David.
Everest Armstrong, come here right now.
David, though, look, I've never been wrong. I called the thirst out years before. So, therefore,
is that because you were also thirsty for him? So you
no,
know,
I'm in the relationship with you. So, of course, like you get some in the relationship, they just think. You
so,
know,
do would you mind if he accepted gifts from a thirsty person?
Yes.
But did you mind?
Yes, I mind.
He don't care. He's not trying to hit the thirsty person.
But when you accept that, you open the Pandora's box. Because then that means say, for instance, if it started flirting, you know what I'm saying? Everybody say that's cool, but it ain't when you're in a relationship. Because you being so nice to this person.
So, you're not a, what about people who are naturally flirtatious?
I'm probably naturally flirtatious. So but when I got into my relationship, people? I had to cut
like, so
that off.
You go to work, you're like, hello, Johnson.
And just keep it pushing. No, I'll be like, what's up? But, you know. I work in a call center.
Pound it up. Pound it.
Nope.
Chiefs game last night.
Like, flirting and being nice is two different things. Like, me, I can have a... I can small talk with anybody.
But men think, women talking to them or them flirting.
No. When you... excuse my laugh. When you...
Now, that's throwing the draw. Rub it. That is throwing the draw.
You laughing at every single thing that ain't... You... Him, the person telling the joke ain't even laughing. If you laughing at the joke, that's thirsty. Like, really, it ain't that funny. That pisses...
You have some very entertaining people you
around.
That is
the funniest. I do. I work with a bunch of characters. Like,
and they must all be thirsty.
The thirst is definitely real. Everybody's probably having sex with everybody. Shout out to Sales Focus. But what I'm saying,
don't put them on blast.
How is she gonna put them on blast? But when we ask about our thirsty friends, I ain't got no friends.
The thirst is real.
Wink, wink, friends.
So what do we do?
I got. What do you do? What
to prevent the thirst or to?
You lay it on the line. It's basically you lay it on the line.
Tone down the epidemic. The
for women, stop wearing booty shorts.
So it's all about how you look.
It sometimes, like, as far as that, like provocative, like what I have on right now. You know, I look nice, but I could still probably get some thirsty people. But what I'm saying,
what if you just look naturally good? Then you get thirsty people.
That's
no matter
not
what.
When I wake up, I look naturally good. But you know what I'm saying.
Then you couldn't do anything to combat
you could.
Thirst.
It depends. Now it depends. If it's strangers, sometimes it's hard to prevent the thirst from strangers. Now, if it's people you know, David, your friends, to prevent your friends from being thirsty, you have to let.
Oh, that's new money over there. They own it.
To prevent
new
your friends from being thirsty, you just let them know I'm. If I was casting over, I'm dating somebody. Stop the thirst. I can't quench it today. You know what I'm saying? Or anytime soon. You just let them know. I'm in this relationship. This is what it is. This is the boundaries. You lay the boundaries down.
But he does, like, Casanova doesn't realize this people first.
That's why I'm here.
But
that's why I'm here. I'm
and then
the
he tells you what happened, and then you're like, yeah, she's thirsty. Don't talk to her.
No, sometimes, yes. I will cut somebody real quick, just like I know. I will cut it.
You cussing people out?
Real
quick. Cut them?
Cut them. Like, no, seriously, I have...
Stabbed a person? Dang, that's love.
Just last week, I had to stab somebody because they was looking at him and was like, touching him. Because you know he got some new muscles now, so...
My
know.
Mama? Like, what? You
got
my mama?
He got some new muscles, so what? I'm like, no, but...
He's like, I'm wondering why my mama ain't called.
But to answer your question, yeah, to answer your question, yes, I have had to...
Whether you went off on his mom.
Man, I had to text some girl the other day.
So yeah. What about since we got you here, female perspective, what's up with women going to dudes' phone?
The thirst is, hey, I will confess.
You went through a dude's phone before?
I have.
Why?
Numerous amount of times. Me, myself, and I'm going to put it out there. I had trust issues, maybe still got
like Drake.
Them.
Y'all.
Whoa. Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're the only... Yeah, seriously. Trust issues, I feel like that. And then, for confirmation, that nothing's happening. Not like me, I have to realize, I'm like, niggas can delete stuff. Excuse my French.
Say nigga all the time.
Oh, I love nigga. The word nigga, but you know, I've been trying to...
Nah, I'm not cutting it back.
Can I just get
it?
Nigga. Okay. Thank you. I have to get that out of the way.
Nigglets.
Niggas. Nagam. Shout out to Sales Focus again. Anyway, look... This is what was I saying?
Phones.
See, I don't want to talk about that.
I got a phone.
I gotta incriminate myself now.
Go ahead.
Anyway,
you already incriminated your level of thirstiness on here. You might as well let it all hang out.
The thirst. I am the thirst. No, but I've been through my man's phone. Here recently, probably not, but back in the day, every day, scrolling.
So even though you know all the women is thirst, like all the women. Like, to use a phrase from one of my favorites, all the people want to ride Cass Mountain.
The tricky part is, if you tell them you went through, you get caught. So, you got to take that.
Ladies. So, like, don't get, no.
Ladies.
Stop. We're not giving disclaimers off this because it's like.
If it ain't that big of a deal, don't tell them about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We're not even a disclaimer on how to do it.
But or just be sneaky and be like,
hold on,
you know,
just be sneaky.
I was just trying
this
to text somebody.
This is not what our show, we don't give disclaimers.
I was trying to text somebody.
On how to be thirsty.
And the text popped up.
But a
so,
question,
you know,
though. Do you feel that, like, I remember we was on the show before, we were talking about that presumes fact versus, or faith versus fact. Do we feel like, can you go off
if it ain't God alone? If it ain't God, you need fact.
No, I don't.
You need fact.
I would have to disagree with that.
You need fact.
I feel like, because I would never go through someone's phone because
you know I wouldn't.
No, I don't know nothing. I have faith that you won't. Truth gonna come out at the end of the day. My mama always told me when I was young, that was the thing.
I'm sorry, mama.
Mama liar.
I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry, mama.
That's what she told me, and it has never failed me. The truth will come out eventually. Like,
I am sneaky.
The truth will come out eventually.
I was sneaky.
No, women are very
sneaky. We are very sneaky.
Grew up in a household full of women, and y'all are, that's why I don't trust women. As far as I can tell.
That's why you probably be going through phones.
No, I don't go through phones because I don't have time to do all that. I don't really care about
it. It don't take enough time. It just
don't,
on certain people.
I just
don't
get
in
relationships.
You don't look at everybody.
That'll exolve. I don't have to worry about what's on your phone if I got three women texting me right now.
What was your question, though, about phones? How do I feel about that? Do I feel like it's an invasion of privacy?
But you invade people's privacy. And what do you like? You like part of Illuminati?
No. What I'm saying is, back then, I reaped what I sowed. You know what I'm saying? Whatever consequences I had to deal with at that point in time. But it was that intuition.
So you felt like he was cheating.
I follow that. I'm just saying. Not even cheating. It wasn't that he was cheating. It just,
so what if he's texting another girl, but it...
First of
you
all,
you may feel that there's something else there because of your own insecurities, but that's just his homegirl.
I should know all homegirls. I need to meet all the homegirls.
You like getting level 5?
I'm just saying, relationship is at a different part. Some people you court, you date, you just go out, you have sex, blah blah. When you gonna get married soon? You know what I'm saying? All right, we already had this discussion. If it's in my house, it ain't snooping. It's my house. Like it. It's
nah.
In
what?
It's in my house.
Heard
you heard me say this.
No. What?
He's thirsty.
No.
It's my house.
No.
It's my house. No, when we get married, that's what I'm saying.
This is dumb niggas fans, because I'm like, what?
Don't be dumb.
What?
Seriously.
Oh my God, this is
you're a mess.
I wouldn't do it now. No, I wouldn't do it now.
It's just true.
I wouldn't do it now. It is an invasion of privacy. Women, don't do it. If you feel like you got to look through somebody's phone, Ask them to look.
No, if you feel like you got to look through somebody's phone, you probably don't need to be talking to that person.
Yeah.
I'm not getting with nobody I don't trust. Like, when I was like 21, it was this girl I was talking to, and she would lie about dumb stuff. Like, she lied to me about having kids. Not that she didn't have kids, that she did have kids.
So she denied her kids?
Oh, yeah, I'm a good parent.
She's like, yeah, like something like, yeah, I had 3 kids, but they all died.
What?
She would lie about all type of stuff. Like, yeah, like, because we worked it together when I was going through college. I worked at McDonald's, and she like lied about slipping on the floor to sue him. And like, she would lie about,
she
like,
you think she was hood.
I guess. Like, she had like the names tattooed, but they was really like all her guy kids and stuff. And she just would lie about the dumbest things. It didn't make any sense.
Don't get with nobody.
I would have slept with her.
Trust issues.
I actively tried to sleep with her, but I'm not dating her.
SMH. But look, this is what I'm saying. Trust issues come. Like, they don't just pop out of nowhere. Like, it's stuff that builds to that. You get what I'm saying?
Well, then if you see all those signs, then you don't need the phone for confirmation. Just either go ask the person. If you feel like they're lying, then obviously you don't trust them. Chuck them the deuces.
For some people, I ain't talking about myself, but I guess just hearing other people's things, it's harder to do that than to just look through the phone. I mean, you see something, you do. If you don't, if you see it, hopefully, for these people that's getting abused and all that, when they're going through people's phone, hopefully they can get up and leave finally and not be abused.
They won't.
But,
and they don't. Like, most people who go through these channels and these stages, I have no idea what point that brings, because all it when people have talked to me about these things, like, it just led to, like, it'll be a fight.
The thirst.
Week later, everything cool, everything good. Like, it never happened.
I ain't cool,
like,
for that breakup to make up stuff.
Like, and a lot of people just go down that cycle. And
yeah, once,
like,
I break
up
with you, that's
like,
I'm cool. That's
like,
stupid.
Again, we can sleep with each other.
Yeah. I feel
we're
you
not
that.
Getting back in a relationship.
Anytime, like, you can be a boo thing.
No. Just you come over on a late night, get you some,
and go,
and you head on home. We shake hands.
You gonna J. Cole it, basically.
Now J. Cole was hitting it in the morning. She ain't getting hit in the. She getting hit in the wee morning.
The oh, wee. Yeah, the AM. No, but I don't know. Trust is expensive. You know.
So have you covered everything about the thirst? You feel? Is there anything else you would like to add about this ongoing epidemic, which I feel happens because of the recession?
The worst thirst is just when somebody is in a relationship and then you still thirsty. Like, that is my biggest. Like, me, ooh.
Like, I was actually experienced. I was.
I would never do that.
The other hand of the thirst of somebody, like, playing the field. I'm cool. I'm the friend or whatever. And then later on, they
who
wasn't
was
cool. They wasn't a friend. It wasn't you. It
was who was you with me?
Oh, no, I
wasn't okay.
Because
I'm trying to find
like, out. They wasn't cool. They wasn't what they were saying to be. And like, yeah. Everything, we shaking hands. We good. We whatever. But you really was plotting against
trying to get
me
with you. Soon as you got out your relationship.
I got a question I just thought about. So can you have platonic thirst? Like, you're not thirsty for a relationship, but you just make up stories, act like things happen
for a friendship
that didn't happen for someone's appreciation and admiration.
I think it's possible.
Girl, you better go run a marathon. Get some
like girls, they're like, yeah, girl, your hair. And where you? Let's go to the blase blah.
Jeffing.
I'm about to say that's Jeffing.
Jeffery.
But wouldn't that be like? But you doing it like?
But you doing it?
You
for
doing
that.
It for that? Well, so wouldn't that be a level of thirst?
So Jeff is real.
Yeah, it's like the cousin of thirst.
Jeff is the cousin.
Like sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with
let's
that.
Let's tweet that out, please. One of y'all.
I will agree.
My tweet game is not very good, so
yeah, you need to start tweeting, sir.
Jeff is the cousin of thirst.
But yeah, I just have like that thirst though. Back to that because I just want to put that out there. That when somebody's in a relationship and you're thirsty, I just think that because I would.
So you riding on? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, if I ever see you.
So what like if they that. What if like what if they ain't in a relationship? Is thirst accept? Is it acceptable levels of thirsting? Or you should never be thirsty.
Yeah, you can be thirsty. It's fine to be thirsty. It's just the way you go about it.
About
being thirsty.
Don't know how to take like hell. Like at certain points, and like especially when you're single, like you got a thirst, and it's like it's not gonna happen. Like take that L, keep it moving. 10,000 more people in the seat.
Like, I had somebody text me in ten times in like 2 hours.
Like take that L, man. Like
you popping.
Popping.
Bruce Willis, take that L.
Then the hunger got real though. The hunger then
it
was
went
real.
To the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Okay.
Then right. It became hungry.
So what's the difference between thirst and hunger?
Oh Lord, thirsty. You know, sometimes it's for play, just to get you started. But like then, when you get hungry, it's just when it's
outside of your job waiting for you to say hi to you.
I'm at
that
home.
Is
I'm gonna be at your house when you get off work. I'm at your house. Ooh, this girl, my job had to happen to her. I hope you listening. What up, though? She was still.
Well, she probably mad now that you about to
just don't name drop.
No. This girl, my job, she was messing with this dude. I guess she has sex. So.
She got it in.
Don't have sex until you get married.
All
but,
thirst, though? Like,
she has sex.
No, that, no,
no,
I don't think
it gets
that
worse.
Sex, no, it just exacerbates
it gets worse.
The thirst.
It gets
but
worse.
But then, isn't it your fault that you
yes.
enticed the
it's
thirst?
It's not your
yes.
fault. It ain't my fault. Let me tell my story. Thing. Let me tell my okay. story. You having sex, blah, blah, blah. They've been having sex for whatever. Oh, this is funny. I want to tell all her stories. She got a funny story.
Well, we're going to have you back to tell all these stories.
But, so, she having sex with this person. And so the person texted her, was texting her, she wasn't replying. Oh, I'm mad at you. You ain't replying. I'm just going to be at your house when you get home for work. And she's like, I'm going somewhere after work. Well, tell your kids to open the door for me.
What?
Really? I'm about to have you around my kids just like all willy-nilly.
So when did she call 911?
Never.
I think
because it never happens. Like, when people act like it's okay for someone to
for
stop
some people
you.
Who are,
a girl has told me one time she was on her way to my house. And I told her,
I'm in Michigan.
No, I said, all right, that's cool. When you get here, just know that you won't get in and your number will be deleted because you don't tell me you're coming to my house.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Let me invite you to my house or you ask and you come over. You're not going to, I'll meet you at your house. Nah, bro.
No, you're not. But
matter of fact, I don't even live there no more. I'm homeless.
The thirst. But that was thirsty.
All right, so before we close this out, let's sum up thirst. We're gonna go around. You sum up your thoughts on thirst and women and men and their thirstiness as the foremost expert. It's the Cornell West of thirst.
Everyone is thirsty, babe. Everyone is thirsty. Women, we are the thirstiest. But it's just the way you go about it. Be subtle, you know. Then it won't seem as if you're thirsty. Just that you're, you know, I don't know. Not as thirsty, I guess.
I think thirst is real on both sides. I can say women would be more sneakier, like based off conversations you have, the way that it's like people are like approached, like you can read people and see what's really going on. But I had a personal experience with somebody who was behind, you know, the scenes and was really just acting like he was, you know, cool, and then he was really trying to snake me. So yeah, it's real, you know.
Really, really.
No, it's Fat Tone. It's real in the streets. Rob niggas mail. Like, who, I wonder why was he? Never mind. I'll touch on Fat Tone. This nigga said he was robbing niggas. Was he taking their bills?
Like coupons.
All your 2 for 5s.
All the 10 for 10 to save special. A lot. You don't get none of that information.
Yeah.
But I think, as you've both said, the thirst is most definitely real. And women are the biggest hypocrites of thirst, because they will be thirsty and then call somebody thirsty for trying to help them with their thirst. Don't be on Twitter talking about how you want to get it in tonight, or you want some nigga to lay on, and then when some niggas hit you up, mm-hmm. you talking about all these thirsty ass niggas in the DM cause you mad cause they wasn't, you know, what's the dude that women like nowadays? What, Morgan's Chestnut? He's still hot.
No, they still do it. They just want to make that stuff look good.
He's still hot though, more like it's just cause he don't look like that nigga.
Boris Kujo.
Eldris Alba or something. You know, right. One of them.
Ben Diesel.
Not Ben Diesel.
Who thirsty for Ben Diesel?
Ben Diesel is
over
hot.
Here.
Not Vin Diesel though. Like, that just seemed like it came way out of left field in 1998.
No, I love him.
Alright, so we're gonna wrap up the show. This has been the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, at Space Mountain. Follow me on Twitter at Space Mountain.
Co-host at Novocaine007.
And our special guest,
Charlize at PRTTY_PYT.
And your other Twitter,
anti_thirst. And thank you for inviting me on the show, guys.
You kind of like punked us into it. You said, I'm be on the show tonight.
Of course.
I was like, oh,
we'll have you back, though.
Of course.
Because we got to hear more about this girl and the dude that wanted to just be in the house with her kids alone.
Please bring
on
me
some
back to that.
Jerry Sandusky type stuff.
I got a good one for that. I got a good story.
He molested the kids?
Mm-mm.
Cliffhanger.
I ain't even gonna put her out there like that. She might listen.
Why we look professional and you look like a talent show? All we do is bang, royalty forever, and find a bad bitch, bring her home like a veteran. Make her waffles with pecans. I'm eating one free hand. Been saying that we roll with the illest, like roaches in the kitchen, going watch a nigga killing. I'm a PIMP. Why we spelling? Cause there's KIDs around me. DeKalb County, where you at? If you with me, holla back. ATL done got them there. Bankhead rolls her hollow well. Percocets for my Kimbo. My girl look like Miss Info. Y'all been slow, I've been told. Y'all kinkos. Nah, I ain't drunk, I just text badly. Running through paper like a pet rally. When I'm in your city, better get rowdy. I spit down, no shit about me. Stone Mountain, Georgia, got something for ya. Killing bars, I'm a lawyer. Baby drinking Goya. Girl, put your shades on. Man, I die for my hood. Trayvon! Talk shit, he better not. Rap game, my wet spot. I fucked y'all, you fucked up. Like white girls with dreadlocks. So dreadnought, I robo. These hoes know, no photos. My girl ball like Lobo. Then she blow my KC and JoJo's. Where the fuck my money at? In the hood like I'm fixing a Pontiac. On deck with a gang of black Kennedys. 8 goons and they all got felonies. Still getting money like white folks. Still got quotes like Geico. I don't know friends, that's my fault. Never not funny.
funny like fat jokes. Like when, like when someone is like, what happened to Chris? And you turn around and there's like a fat guy, it kinda looks like Chris. And you like, oh shit. You start laughing and shit. And I'm back in this bitch, and I'm black and I'm rich, and I'm cashing it in for some passionate sin, for some action with them. Yeah,
yeah.
Got a stank hoe with me, driving around in a run whole city. Everybody knows she got tig old bitties, but nobody cares like it's J. Cole, Diggy, Jordan, Diddy on my stereo. High on shrooms like Mario, salvia, shamanic drugs. Fuck my life, they honor us. I'm fly as fuck.
D-Money.
Get him, get him, get him, get him, get him.
SpongeBob, my friend stars like Friendster. Nobody gon' remember you. Black dudes, they like you, but only for a day or two. They hated you from now on, like D-Money, like Faison. I hate on that lame song they play on and play on. I can't take royalty on my shit, on my dick. I can't wait, toe to toe, I bang shit. Homophobes on gay shit. You'll know the hoes I hang with. My bungalows like Vegas. Had a couple million, but I put them in her stomach. She like, oh my god, I'm coming, I kiss her neck and she love it. Yeah, we got a safe word, but we never use it. Man, I'm hiding all these bruises in a shirt I got from Houston. Got her using the acoustics in my cruises. New Azuzu, and who knew I'd be on Hulu with two dudes I used to Google. I'm frugal with time, every girl's a dime when your bank account's mine, mine.
We just ate Fuku Burger.
D-Money.
Get him, get him, get him, get him, get him, get him.
D-Money.
Get him, get him.